This is Grant Allerley, and this is his story. Grant has been a member of CFFD for many years. He has cerebral palsy, which may limit him in physical ways, but definitely not with his goals and dreams. Because of Grant's speech difficulty, people have presumed he was intellectually disabled and never tried to find out exactly who he is. So I'd just like to show you a couple of photos of Grant at the moment. What's it doing? So I can't see. That's Grant on his on his communication. With his communication wand, computer and wand. That's how he gets his communication across. Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Okay, so this is... That's right, yeah. Yeah. Grant's amazing. I've known Grant for a long time, and just to talk to him, and I just get so inspired. Just a bit of distraction the bird wanted to listen to. Anyway, you know, just there was a guy, one such person, a man called Eddie, who gave great interest and encouragement to Grant, which allowed him to grow in self-esteem. And in fact, he was quick to recognize that Grant was developing initiative and enterprise. So he introduced him to Mission Outreach, an organization which regularly smuggled Bibles into the communist countries. Grant also joined the Agape Force. And I'd just like to quote a book from a book. It's a book. I don't know if a lot of you know of this book, For Bitter. There's a lot of amazing articles that Hugh Willis wrote about some of the people. Just real inspiring stories. And, of course, Grant's in one of them. I'd just like to read an excerpt here. A friend asked Grant to join the Agape Force of young people who talk about the love of Jesus together on the streets. He had a tray which went onto the front of his chair. He bought some tracks to put on it and asked his brother to make him a sign which said, "You may not understand my speech, but I want to share Jesus with you. Please take one of my books. They are free." Many ignored him, but some stopped and read the tracts. They were those who told later the courage of the young disabled man profoundly affected their lives. Grant also got involved in a petition to help Radio Rima get a license to broadcast in Auckland, and sent it to Parliament with 6,000 signatures, and of course the rest is history. But his first love was with the Mission Outreach, and he never tired of listening to the accounts of those who returned from taking Bibles into China. He began to visualize himself there in the front line of the slink to the suffering church. This meant he would have to come up with 2,500. And that was, of course, going back a number of years ago, so that's a lot of money then. I read another excerpt out of this. One of the things that we've seen that Grant can do is communicate a lot on the computer, and he loved making cards, so he did lots of drawings on the computer, so he made tons of them to sell, and gradually he could see those savings growing. I'll just give you an idea of what he did. He'd been typing for a number of years, yet this had only brought in a tiny fraction of the vast sum. but he had heard many great preachers over the years saying that the impossible becomes the possible when God is in it. Grant made a start. 20 pages of typing brought him $20 as he typed, using the wand attached to his head helmet. It was laborious and slow, requiring great concentration. It took him five days, but the venture was underway. He had been pleased when the CFFD had used one of his computer drawings for their 1987 Christmas card. But it also gave him an idea. Why shouldn't he produce some of his own? Back to the computer he went. He planned the day out. He planned the layout. He photocopied 1,200 cards. They all sold. He made 15 cents from each one and realized $20 plus $180 is $200. It was $200. There was still $2,300 to go. But people responded to his go, his drive, and his determination. They were inspired by what he had overcome. The small church fellowship he attends turned on a birthday party for him, and the presents took the form of checks toward his airfare. $700 was contributed. Within a month, all the money had come in, and some months later, a rather terrified Grant, with a large consignment of Bibles in his wheelchair bag, suffered agonies as a Chinese soldier walked backwards and forwards while Grant waited and waited in the Canton Street for his delayed contact person. The word miracle is a much overused term, but it takes a superhuman feat of the imagination to equate the Grant of the Canton Street with the 25-year-old Grant who was almost too fearful to leave his home to go down to Eddie's farm on that first holiday away from home. And even today, Grant cannot feed himself. He cannot walk. He is dependent on others to take him to the toilet. Had those first 10 or 20 seconds of his life been slightly different, he would not have had to contend with any of these. Is he bitter against God as a result? Far from it. His patience, gentleness, and capacity for long suffering are quite remarkable. He does what he can, and the Lord uses his willingness in this to profoundly affect many who meet him. So if you were to hear Grant in one of his addresses, you would be brought right to the situation, experiences and thoughts of one who has been backpaced. Backplaced in the handicap of the game of the yet radiates forth many of the virtues of Christ himself. And here's a great shot of Grant in Canton. Is that Grant? That's it. Let's see. So Grant was actually only 25 years old when his mission into China was fulfilled. So there you are. Good one, Grant.